Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. The last verse of Romans chapter 2, Paul says, "He is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God." I want to deal with this idea for a few days. And I say a few days because it's important that we not rush through what was a very, very important topic to the Apostle Paul. When you watch Paul trace him from the early days of ministry in the book of Acts through the latter portion of Acts, and then you trace his writings from his early epistles to his later epistles, you watch a developing trend in the way he deals with the idea of circumcision. For instance, in Acts 15, when the council meets in Jerusalem to debate whether or not Gentiles should be required to keep the law now that they have become believers, the council concludes that they should not be put under unnecessary burden. The law was considered an unnecessary burden, except for four things, and most of them were dietary, and also one about fornication. And so Paul takes that message, they hand it to Paul, he takes it out. When Paul goes on the road with that message, Paul begins to develop a system of preaching and teaching that will actually, point by point, release New Testament believers from all of those four obligations under the council. He'll write chapters like 1 Corinthians 10, where he deals with meat offered to idols. He'll deal with fornication in passages like 1 Corinthians 6. And as Acts proceeds, we see a Paul who is confronted by his changing theology as the leaders of Jerusalem begin to accuse him of teaching people to apostatize from Moses and not be circumcised. Paul backs off of his non-circumcision rhetoric when he's confronted. But I think that's just simply a bit of a character flaw in Paul. His theology, when he's writing his letters, does not back off. He comes out hard against the idea that circumcision is a requirement. Galatians is full of that. Romans, here, early writings, third chapter, that circumcision is supposed to be of the heart. By the time you get to Philippians, he doesn't even really like to call it the circumcision. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, "Beware of dogs, evil workers, and beware of the mutilation." And the mutilation is the circumcision, because the next verse, "We are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." No confidence in the flesh. No confidence in our own natural circumcision. Paul's not even talking about no confidence in our natural ability. He is contextually no confidence in the fact that we are Jewish and circumcised, because true circumcision has nothing to do with the outside and has everything to do with those who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 3:3. So when Paul writes the last verse of Romans 2, he's a Jew who is one inwardly, circumcision is of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter. He's taking it away from the letter of circumcision law into the spirit of circumcision law, which is a cutting of the heart, not a cutting of the natural man. We'll continue this thought tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.